Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Kedushin daf Yud Zayin. We left off very much towards the end of Tes Zayin Amud Beis, and today's discussion is going to involve almost exclusively the concept of Ha'anukah. So we had left off yesterday with a discussion of who gets to keep the Ha'anukah, who gets to keep the payment of gifts that is made to certain types of Eved Ivri when they leave the possession of their master. We had seen a brisa that talks about whether the Amma of Ria gets to keep her own Hanukkah or whether it goes to her father. And we had seen a brisa regarding whether an Eved Ivri himself gets to keep his Hanukkah. We had been wondering why the brisa would need to teach us that the Eved Ivri gets to keep his own Hanukkah. Who else would get the Hanukkah? And we had said that the Chiddush of the Braisa was to teach us that the Halacha is not like Rabbi Nassan. I would have thought that if the Eved Ivri owes money to another person, that you would pay the Hanukkah directly to the Eved Ivri's creditor. Kamash Malan, that you would not, and that you would pay the Hanukkah to the Eved Ivri himself. Toward the end of the daf today, the Gemara is so we'll pick up with a discussion of Hanukkah, how much the Hanukkah payment is, what types of things the Hanukkah payment is made from, under what circumstances is the Hanukkah payment made, when does it not have to be made, and towards the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss whether an Eved Ivri has to, or whether an Amma of Ria has to serve the Yorshim of the Adon, of the Master, if the Master winds up passing away. So let's pick up where we left off, which is Tezayin Amabez. At the word Gufa, it's five lines up from, or four or five lines up from where the lines get wide, towards the bottom of the page. So says the Gemara, Gufa, Elu Manikin Lahem, these are the different types of avadim who you have to give Hanukkah to. Ayotze b'shanim, if a person goes free, if an Eved goes free after 6 years, it'll be Yovel, or at Yovel, b'misas Adon, or if he goes free with the death of his master, v'amma avriya b'simanim, and if the amma avriya goes free with simanim, aval b'reach v'yotze b'garon kesef imanikin lo. However, b'reach, an Eved who escapes, and an Eved who's yotze b'garon kesef, you don't have to give Hanukkah to. Again, garon kesef, we had said, explained a couple of times over the past few days, is that if you pay $600 for the Eved, then we assume that the payment was $100 per year, and if after a certain number of years the Eved wants to go free, he could basically buy out the remainder of his term. So if either he buys out the remainder of his term, or if he flat out runs away, if he escapes, you don't have to give him the Hanukkah. It's a little bit weird, right, that you would have to give him the parting gift if the Eved ran away from the master's rishus, so you don't have to give him the Hanukkah. Rav Meir Omer, Rav Meir argues on the Tanakama, and Rav Meir says, Bareach imanikin lo. Yeah, you're right. If the Eved escapes, if he simply runs away, then you don't have to give him the Hanukkah. B'yotze b'garon kesef manikin lo. However, if the Eved buys out the remainder of his term, if he basically buys his own freedom, you do have to give him the Hanukkah. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, Arba manikin lahen, shlosha b'ish v'gimel b'isha, that Rav Shimon cites the brisa that we had discussed yesterday with the fact that that there were four different types of avadim to whom you have to give Hanukkah, that three of the categories are applicable to a man, three of the categories are applicable to a woman, viata yachalomar arba be'achad me'am, and you can't say that all four categories are applicable either to a man or a woman. Why? Levisha ain't simanim be'ish, because a man doesn't go free with simanim, that's unique to an Amma of Ria. Ritzia b'isha, and there is no concept of ritzia by a woman, and one of the categories of avadim who get the Hanukkah is a ritzia whose master dies. So minani mili. So how do we know this? Tan Rabban, because we say the following in a brisa. Yacha lo yumanikin ela liyotze b'sheish. I would think that you only give Hanukkah to a yotze b'sheish, to somebody who goes free after 6 years. And Rashi points out, because the whole idea of Hanukkah is written in the psukim legabe an eved who goes free after 6 years. Minayin l'rabba she yotze b'yovel b'misas adon v'mavriya b'simanim. How do I know to include all these other types of avadim in Hanukkah? Tamalomar tishalchenu v'chi sishalchenu. It says tishalchenu v'chi sishalchenu. So it's the repeated lashon, which is a ribui, it's mashma that that there are other types of categories of avadim who get the anaka. Well, if I'm being marba, other types of avadim who get the anaka, yachal shani marba boreach v'yotze begoron kesef, I might think that even an eved who escapes the master's rishus, or even an eved who buys himself out, who buys out the remainder of his term, even they get the hanaka. Tamalomar v'chis shalchenu chafshi me'imach. That it has to be a case of sishalchenu chafshi mi shishelucha me'imach. It comes to exclude. It comes to include rather only avadim who you send away. Yotza boreach v'yotza begron kesef shishelucha me'imach. But it comes to exclude boreach and geron kesef. Why? Because they're not considered voluntary on the part of the master. Boreach, a guy who escapes, it's obvious that it's not voluntary. And even a yotza begron kesef, even though he's buying out the remainder of his term, it's also not voluntary. The master may not want the Eved to leave, but he just has no choice. He has to let the Eved leave if the Eved wants to buy out the remainder of his term. Rameir Omer, we saw Rameir already, Boreach imanikinlo. Boreach doesn't get Hanukka. You're right. De'ein shilucho me'imach, because that's not considered a voluntary release. Aval yotze begron kesef, shilucho me'imach. However, Yotze Begron Kesef is considered Shelucho Me'imach. Why? Rashi says, because after all, the Eved is buying out the remainder of his term, and the master accepts the payment, and in exchange for the master's accepting of the payment, the Eved goes free. So that's considered as if the master is sending him out. So says the Gemara, Boreach Hashlama Boy, what's this whole conversation about an Eved who escapes, whether he gets Hanukka? If there's a conversation about whether that Eved gets Hanukka, it's apparent that we know where the Eved is. He escaped, we know where he is. The question is, do we have to pay him Hanukka? But if the Eved escaped, then Hashlama Boy, the term of an Eved is 6 years. Either he sold himself into servitude, or Beistin sold him into servitude. This guy's got to work for 6 years. If he escapes, then he has to come back and work. Now, once he's coming back and working, then when he eventually goes free, it'll presumably be either because he worked the entire term of 6 years, or Yovel came during the 6 years. So why is the Boreach different? If the Boreach has to come back and work, shouldn't he get Anuk at the end of his term? So said the Tanya, Minayin LeBoreach Shechayv LaHashlem. How do we know that the Boreach has to make up his term? Tamalomar, Sheishanem Yavod. That he has to work for 6 years. That the fact that he escapes doesn't let him off the hook. He has to come back and make up his term of service. Yachal, turning on to Yazayin Amid Aleph, Yachal Afilu Chala. I might think that even if the Eved is sick for 6 years, that he has to make up term when he's healthy. Tamalomar uvashvias yetze. This comes along the pasuk and says uvashvias yetze. Rashi says it's mashma. Even if he's sick for the 6 years, he still goes free on the 7th year. So I'm a Rav Sheshes. So says Rav Sheshes. So in that case, the kasha stands. Why does a boreach not get hanaka? If a boreach has to be mashlim his term at the end of his term, he's like a regular eved who goes free. So why should he get hanaka? So I'm a Rav Sheshes. Hachav ma'askina kagon shabarachu pagabo Yovel, because we're talking about a case where he escapes and then Yovel comes right away. Now, Yovel, so he never had an opportunity to be mashlim the term, but I might think that since after he escaped came Yovel, that it's considered to be Shelucho Meimach, because he would have gone free by Yovel anyway. V'lo niknasei v'nanikley, we should not give him a knas, we should give him the Hanukka, kamash malon, that we don't give him the Hanukka, because even though it is true that Yovel came right after he escaped, we focus on the fact that he escaped, not on the fact that Yovel came, and therefore he does not get Hanukka on account of the fact that he escaped. So says the Gemara, picking up on something that we just mentioned in this brisa. So Amar Mar, Yachala Filu Chala, so says the Gemara, we learned in the brisa that I might think that even if the Eved were sick for the 6 years, that you have to make up the time. Kamash Mulan Bashvias Yetze, Tamalomar Bashvias Yetze, Afilu Chala Kol Sheish. But Vahatanya, but we learn in another brisa, Chala Shalosh, Viyavad Shalosh, Enechayv Lahashlim, that if he was sick for 3 years and he was able to work for 3 years, then the Eved is not required to do Hashlama. The Eved is not required to make up any time. But Chala Kol Sheish, but if he was sick for all 6 years, then Chayev LaHashlim, then he is Chayev to be Mashlim. Now, I thought that you just told me in the Brisa that even if he's sick for all 6 years, he still goes free in the 7th year, that he doesn't have to be Mashlim anything. So why in this other brisa do we say that it's only if he's sick for 3 years that he doesn't have to be mashlim? But if he's sick for 6 years, he does have to be mashlim. Some Rav Sheshes, Biosa Maisa Machat. Well, we're talking about different types of debilitating illnesses. If the Eved is not able to work at all, then he has to make up the time. If the Eved's able to work at least in that he could do Osa Maisa Machat, he could at least sew, he could do light work, then he doesn't have to make up the time. But says the Gemara, Hogufa Kasha, the second brisa that we cited itself is contradictory. Amrit Chalosh Shalosh V'yavad Shalosh En Chayev L'Hashlim. First thing that we say in that brisa is that if he was sick for 3 years and he was able to work for 3 years, then you don't have to be mashlim. There's no chi of ashlama. Ha'arba, mashma that if he was sick for 4 years, chayiv lahashlim. If it's mashma that if it's anything more than 3 years, you would have to be mashlim. But ema seifa, look at the seifa. Chala kol sheish. If he was sick for all 6 years, chayiv lahashlim, then you're chayiv to be mashlim. Hadalid, however, if you were sick only for 4 years, ain chayev lahashlim, then you are not chayev to be mashlim. So what is it? Do I have to be mashlim whenever I'm sick for more than 3 years, or do I only have to be mashlim when I'm sick for the full 6 years? So achi kamar, so the Gemara says, let's interpret the brisa like this to reconcile them. Chala dalid, if he is sick for 4 years, nase kamisha chala chal sheish v'chayev lahashlim. It's as if he's sick for the entire 6 years and he has to be mashlim. So bottom line, a bareach, a guy who escapes, has to be mashlim. If he was sick, then he doesn't have to be mashlim, but that's only if he was sick for 3 years or less. If he was sick for 3 years or more, then it's as if he was sick for all 6 years. And assuming he was not able to do even maisa machat, assuming he was not able to do even light labor, chayev lahashlim, he's going to be chayev to be mashlim to serve out the term of his to serve a replacement term effectively, so that the master gets what he bargains for, the 6 years of service out of the eved. So says the Gemara, Viter Tan Rabbanan, now a brisa about hanaka. Kama manikan lo, how much do you have to give the servant in the form of a hanaka payment? Chamei shlam mikol min v'min, it's 5 shlam from each min. What does it mean mikol min v'min? So Rashi says mitzoncha umigarnecha umiikvecha. Because the pasuk says that you have to give him gifts from your sheep, from your goren, and from your wine, from your yekev. Shave heislam mikol echad. Rashi says that it has to be 5 slams worth of each min. Shehein tesvav slaim, which are 15 slaim in total. And Rashi points out that in a few lines, the Gemara is going to ask why the Tana has to teach us math. If we say 5 slam from each min, we already know 5 times 3 is 15. Why do you have to teach this to us? But anyway, says the Tanakama, how much is the anaka payment? Chamei shlam mikol min v'min, 5 slam from each min. Shehein chamei esrei slam, which is a total of 15 slam. Divrei Rav Meir. So Rav Meir says 15 slam is the payment. Rav Yehuda Omer Shloshim. Rav Yehuda says it's 30 slam. Why 30? Kishloshim shel eved. Like the 30 of an eved, if a shor muad gores an eved, then the payment that he has to make to the eved's master is 30 slam. So that's the anaka payment. And that's Rav Yehuda's view. And Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says that it's chamishim, it's the Hanukkah payment is 50. Now why would it be 50 slum? Because chamishim shebe erichin, like the payment of 50 that is due in erichin. So what's erichin? So we know that you can consecrate your value to Hektish, and how much we assess your value at depends on how old you are and whether you're a male or a female. And the largest payment, the largest erichin payment that one might be obligated to make is a 50 sela payment, and that's why the anaka is 50. The anaka is 50 slime. So says the Gemara Vayter. So Amar Mar. So let's focus on each one at a time. So chamei shlam mikol min v'min shein chamesh esrei slime. Divrei Rav Meir. So Rav Meir says it's got to be 5 slime from each min, which is a total of 50, which is a total of a 50 sela payment. So says the Gemara, v'rameir minyan asal ashminan. So says the Gemara, did Rameir come to teach us how to do math? If we know that the anaka payment has to be of 3 different minim, and we know that we require chamei shlam of each min, then we know that 5 times 3 is 15. So why is he telling me five each of 3 different types of minim, which is a total of 15? So says the Gemara, kamashulan mifzer hudulam mifzer lei, that you can't give less than 15. However, mifzer who delo mifzer le mehaymin yana the butzer le mehaymin yana v'tafi le mechan mina less lanba. In other words, that you have to give a total of 15, and that's what we focus on. Now, the 15 is also supposed to be broken up into 5 of tzon, 5 of goren, 5 of yekev. What happens if you don't have 5 of tzon? Let's say you only have 3 of tzon. So the question is, can I give 3 of tzon, but instead of 5 of goren, could I give 7 of goren and 5 of yekev? Kamash Milan, yes, because the emphasis is on the 15. Should be 5 of each, but if you don't have that, give less of one, more of the other, as long as you make up to a number 15. So, says the Gemara, now we're going to get into the textual explanation as to why Rav Meir, as to why each of these Amoraim hold what they hold over here. So my time with Rav Meir, so what's the reason of Rav Meir? So Yalef Rekam Rekam Mebechar, because he learns out Xer Shava of Rekam Rekam from Bechar. Now, Mala Halon Chamesh Lam, just like by Bechar, when you are Pode Bechar, Pitina Ben is Chamesh Lam, you have to give 5 Slam to the Kohen. Afkan, also over here, is Chamesh Slam. Then you also, the Hanukkah payment, because we have Xer Shava, Rekam, it says, Los Shachenu Rekam, the Hanukkah payment by an Ebed is also 5 Slam. Well, Ve'ema Chamesh Slam Ekulu, so maybe it's a grand total of 5 Slam. Why do you say that it's 5 of each min for a total of 15? If it should be like Bechar, maybe it should really be like Bechar, and it should be a grand total of 5 Slam. So, Iksev Rekam Lubsov Kedaka Amrit. Says the Gemara, well, you're right. But remember, by Hanukkah, it says mitzoncha, migarnecha, mikvecha, and it also says lo tzachenu reikam. Now, if it would have said lo tzachenu reikam after explaining, after identifying tzoncha, garnecha, mikvecha, then you're right, I would have said that reikam tells me that I have to give a total of 5 in total of all of these minim. However, hashta dechsev reikam bereisha, now that it says reikam before outlining, before identifying expressly tzoncha, garnecha, miyikvecha, shadi reikam atzon, reikam agoren, reikam ayekev, that I put the reikam, which teaches me 5, I apply that to tzon, I apply that to goren, I apply that to yekev, so 5 of each min, 5 times 3, 15, that's where a mayor learns that the anaka payment is 15. Now, so Venelef Rekam Rekam Me Olas Re'ia. Why doesn't he learn Rekam Rekam from Olas Re'ia? Now Rashi says by Olas Re'ia, it also says that the word Rekam by Bechar is right in the middle of a parsha that's discussing Pidyon Bechar, Pidyon Aben, and also Olas Re'ia. Now Olas Re'ia has to be worth only Shtei Kesef. Not Chamesh Kesef. So the question is, why, if I'm making Xer Shava, Rekam Rekam, do I learn that the Rekam has to mean 5, just like the Pidyon HaBen payment? Maybe it should mean only 2, like an Olas Re'ia payment. Tosfa says, well, hang on a second. How do we know that the Olas Re'ia payment is only 2? Why, if I says Rekam by Olas Re'ia, and it says Rekam by Bechar, so why don't we learn that Olas Re'ia has got to be 5, just like a Bechar is 5, Olas Re'ia has got to be 5 too? Tosfa says it's obvious that we have Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai that Olas Re'ia is 2, because you're right. Otherwise, how do we know it's 2? Maybe it's actually 5, like Bechar. But the Gemara's kasha is, why is Rav Meir learning Rekam Rekam to Bechar, telling me that it's a 5, 5 of each min for a total of 15? Maybe you should learn Rekam Rekam from Olas Re'ia, which is a payment of 2. So Amar Kurash, Eberachcha Hashem Elokecha, because the Pasuk says, by the Hanukkah payment, the purpose of the Hanukkah payment is to repay the Eved for the bracha that he brought to your house with the work that he did. Asher Beirachecha, it's a lashon of bracha, Rashi says. Therefore, because the lashon of bracha is applied here, if I have a choice of either using Xer Shava to teach me that the proper payment should be either 2 or 5, let's learn that it should be 5, because Asher Beirachecha is a lashon of bounty. So we should make the most bountiful drasha, and I should learn that it's Xer Shava of 5 instead of Xer Shava of 2. Rav Yehuda says, Shloshim, it's a payment of 30, Kishloshim Shaleved, like the payment of 30 that you have to pay the Eved if Ashura Muad gores an Eved. So my time is Rav Yehuda. So what's the reason of Rav Yehuda? So Yalef Nesina Nesina Me Eved. He learns Xer Shava, not Rekam Rekam, but he learns Xer Shava of Nesina. Mala Alon Shloshim, just like the Nesina that's written by the payment that Ashura Muad has to make if he gores an Eved is 30. Afkan Shloshim, so Velelef Nesina Nesina Me Erechin. Why doesn't he learn a Nesina Nesina Me'erechin? Because the way you get to Erechin is also Xerushava Nesina Nesina. Malalan Chamishim Afkan Chamishim. So if he's going to make Xerushava Nesina Nesina, why does he learn it to Sharamua, to the payment of an Eved? Let him learn it out from Erechin, and it should be even a bigger payment. Says the Gemara, Chada Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafasta. Well, firstly, tafasta maruba lo tafasta. Tafasta mua tafasta. If you try to get greedy, you're not going to wind up with anything. That if you have a choice of making a hekesh, either to something that's more modest or something that's outlandish, make it to something that's a little bit more modest. Because tafasta maruba lo tafasta. V'yod eved me'eved avalei lemeilav. Also, look, it's more mistaber that if I'm going to compare the hanukkah payment that is made to an eved to something else, I should compare it to another payment that's made in respect of an Eved. So it's to be compared to Shloshim Shel Eved. It should not be compared to an Erechin payment, which is made to Stam any guy, not necessarily an Eved. Tosfos here, on the bottom, where Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil Chada says, hang on a second. All of a sudden, remember what the kasha was. The kasha was, how do I know that the payment is 30? I learn Xer Shava Nesina Nesina to the payment of an Eved, that the Shor HaMuad makes when it gores an Eved. Why don't I learn it from Erechin? Because Tafasa Meruba Lo Tafasa, don't get greedy. We just finished here a conversation. How do I, according to the Shita Rav Meir, how do I know the payment is 5? Because I have Xer Shava Rekam Rekam to Bechar. Maybe it's 2, because it also says Rekam by Olas Re'iyah. No, because Asher Berachacha Hashem Elokecha. Asher Berachacha, I should learn the same thing over here. How do I know it's 30? Nesina, Nesina. Maybe it's 50, because it also says Nesina and Asher Berachacha. So I should learn it to be Doresh this Gzeir Shava in the most bountiful way possible. Why over here, all of a sudden, are you slapping me with a Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafasta? But before, when we were talking about, how do you know it's 5? Maybe it's 2. We didn't say Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafasta. So Satosva says, because again, we had mentioned that the word Rekam is only mentioned once by Bechar and Olas Re'iyah. And therefore, the word Rekam is mentioned by Eved, and the word Rekam is mentioned only once by Bechor and Olas Re'iyah. So says Tosfos, Isle Lemelaf Mina Maruba Misham Asher Berachacha Avalacha Chad Nesina Ksiv Gabay Eved V'Chad Gabay Erechin, that there is a separate lashon of Nesina by each of these things. Ve'in Lomar Da Asher Berachacha Koyam Maruba Da'inu Erechin Im Svara Lelamed Me'Eved Misham De Tafasta Mua Tafasta. So he says that you have to distinguish between the fact that the word Rekam is only written once in between the Parsha of Bechor and the Parsha of Olas Re'iyah. That's why there's reason to say, okay, let me apply it to the greater number. However, over here, where there's a separate Gzeirah Shavah, Tosfos seems to be saying that the concept of Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafasta, Tafasta Mua Tafasta, will kick in when I have a choice of learning between totally separate Gzeirah Shavahs. If there's a reason to learn the lower one, then I should learn the lower one. But it's a little bit difficult why we're starting to apply Tafasta Meruba Tafasta Dafka over here. In any event, okay, so we understand why Rav Shimon will say that it's Shloshim Kishloshim Shel Eved. Rav Yehuda will say Shloshim Kishloshim Shel Eved. Now we get to the third Shita, back in the Gemara, about 6 lines up from where they get wide. Rav Shimon Omer Chamishim Kachamishim Shebe Erechin. Rav Shimon says the payment is 50, like the Erechin payment of 50. So my time at the Rav Shimon, what's the reason, Rav Shimon? Gomer Nesina Nesina Me Erechin. We already saw the Gzeir Shav of Nesina Nesina. Ma Lalan Chamishim Afkan Chamishim. Maybe it should be not 50, which is the largest Erechin payment. Maybe it should be, let's say, only 20, like the Pacha Shebe Erechin. Well, it says Asher Berachacha, and that teaches me that once I'm within the Parsha of Erechin, I should expound this drasha in the broadest, in the most bountiful way possible. Well, why doesn't Reb Shimon learn Nesina Nesina Me'eved and and tell me that it's 30. Malalan shloshim afkan shloshim. So it says chada tefasta meruba lo tefasta. Chada tefasta meruba lo tefasta. V'yod eved me'eved havelei lemelach. So why doesn't he learn out that it should be 30 and not 50? First of all, because I thought you told me that tefasta meruba lo tefasta. Second of all, Rav Yehuda had a reason why he learns out from the payment of an eved, because it's more mistaber to learn a payment that's made to an eved to another payment that's made in respect of an eved. So why is he learning it from the parsha of Erechin? So says the Gemara, well, that's because Rav Shimon doesn't learn the Gzeir Shava Nesina Nesina, because Rav Shimon Micha Micha Gamar. Rav Shimon is learning the Gzeir Shava of Micha Micha, that it says Ki Yomuch, and it says by Erechin Ve'imachu, says Rashi, and therefore he's not expounding the Gzeir Shava of Nesina, he's expounding the Gzeir Shava of Micha. Micha is written only by Erechin, not by the payment that's made to an Eved. So says the Gemara Vayter, Mishlam al Rameyer, Hainu Duchsev, Tson Goran, Vyekev. Now I understand, according to Rameyer, who said that it's a total of 15 selas, 5 selas from each min, I understand why the pasuk is getting very granular. It's telling me, Mitzoncha, Migarncha, Miikvecha, El Rav Yudav Rav Shimon, Hait Tson Goran, Vyekev, Lamali. Why does it say Tson Goran and Yekev? They talk in absolute terms about an aggregate payment. It's either an aggregate payment of 30 or it's an aggregate payment of 50. Why are they breaking it down to Tson Goran, Vyekev? So, Haimi Boyle, Lechidatanya. Yachol lo yu manikin elam itzon goren v'yekev. Says the Gemara, I might think, based on the pasuk, that I can only give the anaka payment from tzon goren and yekev. Minayin l'rabos kol davar. How do I know that the anaka payment could come from anything? Tamalomer Hashem berachacha Hashem alokecha. Because it says Hashem berachacha, you could give from anything. Imkein mal tamalomer tzon goren v'yekev. So if that's the case, well, why does the pasuk write tzon goren v'yekev? If it could be from anything, why does it say takat tzon goren v'yekev? Lomer l'cha mat tzon goren v'yekev miyuchadim sheyeshna mechlal bracha. Just like Tzon Goren and Yekev are unique, that they're Bechlal Bracha, Avkol Sheyeshlam Bechlal Bracha, also anything that can multiply, that's what can be given as Hanukkah. Tzon obviously can multiply, they could have, sheep can have kids, and Goren and Yekev, the crops grow, they produce, and therefore it has to be something that produces. So Yatsuk Safim, Divrei Reb Shimon, so Reb Shimon says it comes to exclude money, because when you give money, the money just sits there, it doesn't produce, it doesn't grow. Reb Elazar Ben Yaakov Amar Yatsuk Predos, it comes to exclude mules because mules can't have kids. They can't reproduce. Reb Shimon says, no, you can give mules. Why? Because Predos Meshabchem Gufayu. Even though they can't have offspring, they could still develop and they could grow and they could get stronger. So that's considered to be an Asher Beirachacha. Now Reb Elazar Reb Yaakov says that you could give money because Ksafim of Abu Iska. That Ksafim, you're right, the actual coin doesn't grow. But what can you do with money? It's very powerful. You can invest money and you could grow the principal. So that's also considered to be Asher Beirachacha. Vitzricha, and you need to tell me that you could give both both tzon and goren and yekev. Why? Diksev rachmana tzon havamina balei chayim ingduli karkalo. I might think that the naka payment can be only from balei chayim. Because of rachmana goren. Kamash Milan, it says goren. Because of goren havamina gduli karka in balei chayim lo. And if it would have said only goren, then I would have thought you're only allowed to give gduli karka, but you're not allowed to give livestock. Because of rachmana tzon, that's why it says tzon. But yekev lamali, why does it say yekev? I already know that I'm allowed to give both gduli karka and livestock. So lamar lemute ksafim, lamar lemute predas. Well, it depends on the smachlokas. According to one, it comes to teach me that it has to be either tzon goren and yekev, something that grows either to exclude mules or to exclude money. Tana Rabbanan, Hashem Berachacha Hashem Elokecha. Yachol Nesbarach Bayis Beglolo Manikin Lo. Lo Nesbarach Bayis Beglolo E Manikin Lo. It says Hashem Berachacha that the reason that you have to give Anaka is because Hashem Berachacha Hashem Elokecha, because the servant was productive for you. I might think that only if your bias experienced a bracha on account of the Eved, that's when you have to give the Anaka. But if the bias did not experience bracha on account of an Eved, then you don't have to give Anaka. Tamalomar Hanek Tanik Mikol Makom. It says the Gemara Hanek Tanik Mikol Makom. That irrespective of whether the house achieved the bracha on account of the eved, you have to give the hanukkah payment. Well, in that case, why does it say asher beirachacha? It seems to be giving a reason for the hanukkah asher beirachacha, because the eved produced a bracha. But if the eved didn't produce a bracha for the house, why do you have to give hanukkah? So says the Gemara, well, hakol lafi bracha tein lo, because the type of hanukkah payment depends on how productive the eved was. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Amar Dvarim Kichsavam, that you should interpret this as you should interpret the psukim as they're written. This Baruch Bayis Biglolo Manikin Lo, Lonis Baruch Bayis Biglolo A Manikin Lo, that Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, Taka, you should interpret it like this. If the Bayis experienced a bracha on account of the Eved, then you do give him the Anaka. If the bracha did not experience a bracha on account of an Eved, then you don't give him a Anaka. MK Malta Malomar Hanek Tanik. In that case, why does it say Hanek Tanik? The Tanakama expounded that pasuk Hanek Tanik. To be mikol makom, that in any situation, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says dibre Torah kolashom bnei adam, that the Torah is stam speaking colloquially. It doesn't mean hanek tanik that I should expound a drasha here to be marbe, even if the bias didn't achieve a bracha. Stam dibre Torah kolashom bnei adam. Okay, now the Gemara is going to transition and get into a discussion of whether an Eved Ivri has to serve the Yarshim of his Adon. So says the Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, Eved Ivri Oved Es HaBen, that the Eved Ivri has to serve the son of the master. Rashi says, last wide line towards the top, in Mace Adonav, if the master dies, Oved Es Beno Admelo Shesh, he has to serve the son of the master until the 6-year term is over, O Ada Yovel Apogo Betochem, or until Yovel comes. He has to serve the son, the Eina Oved Es Abbas, but says the Braisa, he doesn't have to serve the daughter, because only the son, not the daughter. Amar of Ria, Eina Oved Es Loas Aben Veloas Abbas. In Amar of Ria, if the master dies, doesn't even have to serve the son. Hanirza vanimkar lo vekachavim, nirza, an eved who already had the ritzia done after the 6-year term, and an eved that sold to a goy, ena oved lo asaben velo asabas. They, like an amma evriya, do not even have to serve the son of the master if the master dies. So Amar Mar, let's unpack this brisa. So eved ivri oved esaben veina oved esabas. That he works, but he has to serve the son, he doesn't have to serve any other yarshim, even not a daughter. We know an imili, how do we know this? The Tana Rabbanan, because it says in the brisa like this, Vavodcha sheishanim. He has to serve you for 6 years. Lecha v'lo liyoresh. He has to serve you, not a yoresh. Atomer lecha v'lo liyoresh, oena ela lecha v'lo leben. How do you know it's lecha v'lo liyoresh, that he doesn't have to serve other yorshim? Maybe it's that he has to serve you, but he doesn't even have to serve a son. So kishu omer sheishanim yavod, but it says in the other pasuk that sheishanim yavod, it's mashma that he has to work 6 years under any circumstances, hare leben amor. So I deduce from here that if it tells me that he doesn't have to serve Yarshim, but it also tells me that he has to fill out his initial term of 6 years, so I'm going to deduce that he has to fill out his initial term of 6 years, even if it means working for the son. Hamani Makayim, Vavodcha Sheishanim, Lecha V'lo LiYoresh. So how do I then interpret the Pasuk Vavodcha Sheishanim, Vavodcha Sheishanim, that he has to serve you, but he doesn't have to serve a Yoresh? So says the Gemara, well, why are you interpreting these psukim like this? Ma ra'is l'rabos es haben u'lahotzi es ha'ach. Why do you include the fact that he has to serve the son, but exclude other Yarshim? We're using ach as a proxy. We're using brother as a proxy for all other Yarshim besides the ben. How do you know that he has to work for the ben and not for any other Yoresh? Marbani Yasaben, I include the son, Shekein Kamtachas Aviv Liyada Ulisteyachuza, because the Ben can step into the shoes of the Adon, of a son can step into the shoes of a father, rather, for two purposes. First, for Yid. What's Yid? We had learned that if a man takes an Amma of Riyah as a servant, and he decides, we had discussed yesterday, the day before, that an Amma of Riyah is sort of it's a quasi-financial transaction and a quasi-matrimonial transaction, in that if he buys the Amma of Riyah, and then he decides over the term of her service that he wants to marry her, he could do what's called Yiyud, which is short of real Kedushin, but he doesn't have to give new money for Kedushin, because we could apply the money that he gave initially. Let's say the master dies. Can the master's son, or let's say the master decides he doesn't want to take the Amma of Riyah, but he wants to give over his ability, his power to do Yiyud to his son. So yes, the son can step into the master's shoes to do Yiyud. So we see the concept of a son stepping up and filling his father's shoes. And steyachuza. What's steyachuza? So steyachuza is if a steyachuza is sold, then it could be redeemed for a period of time. And only the owner, though, of the steyachuza can redeem the field. But when we say only the owner, it means not only the owner, but also the son of the owner is eligible to redeem the steyachuza. So we see the concept of the son stepping into the shoes of a father. It says the Gemara, well, adarabba marba ani esa'ach shekin kam tachas achiv li'ibam. Maybe I should assume that it's the brother who has the ability who has the ability to step into the shoes of his brother. Why? Because where do we have a brother stepping into the shoes of his deceased brother? By Yibam. Well, says the Gemara, what's the whole reason that the brother stepping into the shoes of the brother? Because the deceased brother didn't have any sons. If the deceased brother had a son, then the Yavam would have no place in the picture here. The reason that we include the son and say that if the Adon dies, then the Eved Ivri has to serve the son, but we exclude the brother, is because we have this pircha, because we have this kasha. Halav hachi ach adif. Were it not for this kasha, the implication is that the brother would be stronger. But fatepakle dahachitarti vachachada. We rattled off two instances in which the son is mamali makam aviv, and one instance in which the brother is mamale makam achiv. So it's a two against one. So the son should have a greater koach than the brother. So says the Gemara. Stay achuz anami mehai perchahu dekanafgale. Now we don't have it expressed in the pasuk that the son fills the shoes of the father by stay achuza. So latana klum leish yibam ela b'makam shein ben. By stay, the only place where we know that the son steps into the shoes of the father is by yiud, and we know that the brother steps into the shoes of the deceased brother by yibam. By stay achuza, we had a kasha. We had a suffix as to who's stepping into the shoes of the owner in order to redeem the field. Is it the son or is it the brother? And we were going back and forth, and we thought maybe it's the brother because he steps into the shoes for Yibam, and it says Klum Yesh Yibam Ela B'Makam Shein Ben, and that's how we know that by Stei Achuza the son steps into the shoes. So you can't consider it a two-on-one, that in two situations we know that the son steps in, and in one we know it's the brother, because the only one situation where it's Mefurish that the son steps in is by Yid, rather, not by Stei Achuza. But in any event, we see, because of this kasha of Klum Yesh Yibam B'Makam Shein Ben, we see that if an Eved Ivri is owned by a master and the master dies, the Eved Ivri has to serve only the son, not any other Yarshim. Amavriya Ein Avedas Loas HaBen V'Loas HaBas. And Amavriya does not serve either the son or the daughter or other Yarshim. Minani Mili, how do we know this? Amar Apado Damar Kra V'Afli Amascha Ta'aseh Kein. That also to your Amascha Ta'aseh Kein Ekisha Kosov L'Nirza. The Pasuk compares an amavriya to a nirza. Man nirza eino ved loos ben vloos abas. Af amavriya eino ved loos ben vloos abas. Just like a nirza doesn't serve either the son or the daughter, so to an amavriya does not serve either a son or a daughter. V'ayla amascha tasa kein lahachidu asa. Do we use the pasuk of li amascha tasa kein for this drasha? Homiboy le l'chidetanya. We need it for another drasha. V'af li amascha tasa kein lahanik. Maybe it's the af li amascha tasa kein to teach us that you have to make the hanukka payment to the daughter. Sator mer lahanik. Oein er l'ritzia. Is it really to compare Leinian Hanukkah? Maybe it's to compare Leinian Ritzia. Kishu Omer Vim Omer Yomer Ha'eved Velo Amavriya. By Ritzia it says Vim Omer Yomer Ha'eved, not in Amavriya. Velo Amavriya Hare Ritzia Omer. I already know that Amavriya is not included in the parsha of Ritzia. Hamani Mekayim Ve'afla Moscha Tasa Kain. So what do I darshan the pasuk Vafla Moscha Tasa Kain Lahanik? It comes to teach me that she gets a hanaka. Imke Nichtav Kra Lia Moscha. My tase, shamimina tarti. So says the Gemara. Well, maybe I could learn two halachas. Maybe I could learn that. Maybe I could learn that the Amma of Ria is not in the parsha of Ritzia, and maybe I could also learn that the Amma of Ria is in the parsha of Hanaka. So let's go a little bit weiter. A nirza and a nimkar la'akum doesn't serve the son or the daughter. Nirza dechsev ratza dona vezos no bamartzeya ve'avado liolam v'lo asaben ve'asabas. Nimkar lo v'kachavim inayin amar chizki amar kra v'chishav im koneyu. It says in the pasuk v'chishav im koneyu v'lo im yorshe koneyu. And not in the Yarshe Koneu. Amarava Dvar Torah Ove Kachavim Yorish Asaviv. It's a Dvar Torah Minatora Midaraisa and Ove Kachavim inherits his father. Shenemar V'chishev Im Koneu V'lo Im Yarshe Koneu. Because we have a pasuk that teaches me V'chishev Im Koneu V'lo Im Yarshe Koneu. Mechlal Isle Yarshim. It's mashma that an Akam has Yarshim. That's why it says in the pasuk V'chishev Im Koneu V'lo Yarshe Koneu. Geres Ove Kachavim Einu medivrei Torah, ela medivrei Sofrim. A ger inheriting his father, who is an Ovei Kochavim, is not midin d'oraisa, it's only midrabanan. The Tznan, ger v'Ovei Kochavim she'ershu es aviyem, a ger and an Ovei Kochavim who inherit their father, Ovei Kochavim who inherits their father who is an Ovei Kochavim, ger yecholomer l'Ovei Kochavim, the ger can say to his brother, the Ovei Kochavim, the akum, tulat avodas kochavim v'ani imos, you take the idols, I'll take the money, tulat ayayin esach, you take the ayayin esach v'ani peros, and I'll take the peros. However, mishibor l'rushus ger, once the nechasim of the father fall into the rushus of the ger, usur, then it's usur to make this swap, because whatever you're swapping is going to be chlufei avodah zarah, chlufei yayin esach. Now, visal kadaitach daraisa, if you wanted to tell me that the ger yarshins his father on a daraisa level, kilo boy l'rushuso nami kishakil chlufei avodah kachavim udakashakil, that even before it comes into his rushus, if he's standing to inherit his father on a daraisa level, whatever it is should be chlufei avodah zarah. Se'ela midrabanan, it's a gzera midrabanan, gzeru de'avad rabanan, shema yachzer l'suro. It's a gzera d'rabanan that the ger inherits the father. Shema yachzer l'suro, we're afraid maybe he's going to go back to his idolatrous ways if we deprive him of this Yerusha. So we'll leave off here. Rabbi Leibowitz will continue tomorrow with this conversation. Tosfos just points out the whole concept of Shema yachzer l'suro, it's a gzera that's based on a misimpression, because if the guy converts and then he goes back to become an idolatrous person, he doesn't come back to become a goy. Once you're a Jew, you can't go back to become a goy. He's a Yisrael mummer, and he still wouldn't be eligible to pick up a Yerusha from his father, but lest he think that he would be able to pick up a Yerusha, that's why midrabanan, we allow him to inherit his father to make sure that he continues to act as a good Jew.